Welcome to the Archer Institute blog in audio. Today we're walking through the ACT real estate licensing ladder, specifically the Class 3 to Class 1 pathway, and how to plan the whole route from day one.
And this is a really useful one if you're in Canberra or thinking about working there, because a lot of people don't realise the ACT has its own licensing system.
Right. So the ACT runs what's called a three-class ladder. Class 3 at the bottom, Class 2 in the middle, Class 1 at the top. And if you've come across the NSW system before, you'll recognise it straight away. They're almost identical.
Same structure, different regulator.
Exactly. Same qualifications behind each level, same unit counts, just different authorities handling the licences. ACT licences come from Access Canberra. NSW comes from NSW Fair Trading. And if you're licensed in both, you deal with each authority separately.
Okay, so let's start at the bottom. Class 3, what does that actually get you?
Class 3 is the entry rung. It's built on 5 units and it lets you get into an agency and start learning the job. The catch is you're working under supervision. You can't operate independently yet.
So it's your foot in the door, basically.
That's it. And it's designed that way deliberately. It's a stepping stone. You're earning, you're learning the trade, but someone more senior is overseeing your work.
Which makes sense. Real estate involves a lot of trust from the public. Okay, so when do you get to work on your own?
That's Class 2, and this is the one most people think of as the real milestone. Class 2 is built on the Certificate 4 in Real Estate Practice, the CPP 41419, which is 18 units.
That's a big jump from 5 units.
It is, but what you get with it is significant. As a Class 2 agent, you can list, sell and lease in your own right. You sign off on your own work. You carry full agent responsibilities. For most people, this is the level that turns real estate into a proper career.
And Archer delivers that course?
We do. Online and self-paced, typically completed in around 6 to 12 months, depending on how quickly you move through it.
So there's no fixed timetable. You study at your own pace.
Right, which matters a lot if you're already working in an agency or juggling other commitments.
Okay, so Class 2 sorted. What about Class 1?
Class 1 is the top of the ladder. It's specifically for people who want to own or run an agency. It makes you a licensee in charge. You're the person legally responsible for the agency and for the money in the trust account.
That's serious responsibility.
It is, and the qualification behind it reflects that. It's the Diploma of Property, CPP 51122, which is 12 units.
Actually, fewer units than the Certificate 4.
Fewer units, but at a higher level. And again, typically around 6 to 12 months to complete, self-paced.
So the Certificate 4 is 6 to 12 months, the Diploma is another 6 to 12 months on top, and that's how you plan the full route.
Exactly, and that's really the core argument of this article. Decide your end goal early. If you know you want to run an agency one day, you know the diploma is coming. That can shape how you think about your study from the very beginning.
Rather than treating each step as something you'll figure out when you get there.
Right. The whole ladder is visible from day one. Class 3, Class 2, Class 1. The qualifications are CPP 41419 for Class 2 and CPP 51122 for Class 1. No surprises.
And a practical point, you always confirm with ACT Access Canberra before you apply at each step, because requirements do get updated.
Yes, and the article flags this at every stage. Confirm what's current with Access Canberra before you lodge your application. Don't assume requirements are the same as when you started studying.
And just to be clear on the process itself, Archer issues the nationally recognised qualification. Access Canberra issues the licence. Two separate steps.
Two separate steps. The qualification and the licence are distinct things. One doesn't automatically produce the other.
All right, so for someone listening who wants to map out their ACT real estate career, what's the single most useful thing they can do right now?
Decide which rung you're ultimately aiming for. If it's Class 1, the whole path is already clear. Then start with the Class 2 agent license course, or call the team and we'll map your route with you.
And for the full detail?
Read the article, ACT, the Class 3 to Class 1 pathway explained, on the Archer Institute blog. Archer offers nationally recognised online and self-paced training with real Australian-based support. You can call 1800 069 273.
Good stuff. Thanks for listening.